hungry and cold and, you know, without anything. So I am opposed to this bill, and I see this bill as an attack on people with severe disabilities to try and reduce them even more. Mr. Chairman, as a member of the Key Coalition, I've also been asked by Kathy Fitzgerald, President of the Key Coalition, to make a comment that Key Coalition does oppose this legislation. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. Also in Fairbanks, Monta Lane.
I appreciate the opportunity to address the committee on this, and I wanted to take my time to respond to a couple of the points that Senator Kelly had raised when he was questioning Commissioner Perdue. And as I recall, there were 3 points. One, there's a concern that, in particular, AFDC, which has been replaced by ATAP, aren't we pulling too many people into the system? And what I wanted to say is, if we look at the statistics, at least for the Fairbanks North Star Borough, we find that the ATAP roles have, in fact, under Commissioner Perdue's administration of the welfare reform legislation that your predecessors already put into effect, have been significantly reduced over the past 2 years. I think objectively we're not pulling too many people into the system at this point. And we need to be careful that we're not perhaps fighting battles from several years ago. Secondly, aren't Alaska's benefit levels already too high? Well, again, I think the legislature already spoke to this a few years ago when it capped the benefit levels, at least for these payment programs, and said they will no longer increase with the cost of living. So as a result, the poverty level each year keeps on catching up and surpassing the actual benefit levels, the payments that are being made to these people. So the legislature has already addressed that problem in a way that imposed these limitations gradually in a way that hopefully recipients can budget for them. Third, shouldn't the legislature be entitled to decide how much we're going to expend for these programs? Well, yes, undeniably, but I think that the message that you're getting this morning is that you need to do it carefully and you need to do it program by program. You cannot do it across the board. You need to familiarize yourself with the maintenance of effort requirements for ATAP and the pass-along requirements of APA and decide how much federal matching money you're putting at risk by cutting a particular program. Do not leave this for future legislatures and commissioners to be able to fix whatever problems are created by passing this bill. To the extent that we're being told that it will not affect this year's appropriations, the whole point of this bill is that none of us know that. If there are a whole bunch more people who are found disabled to sign up for these programs and expenditures, the appropriations are not sufficient, the commissioner may wind up having to implement this much sooner than anticipated. Thank you very much for your time. We oppose this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Also in Fairbanks, I'm going to Kenai now. I'm sorry, I lost track. Lynette Haas.
We're coming back to Fairbanks.
I just left Fairbanks. We took two there. Now we're going to Kenai and take two.
Goodbye.
Is Kenai, Lynette Haas.
I live in Kenai, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak in opposition of House Bill 161. I also sit as a parent representative on the Governor's Council.
Everybody,
I think that public assistance has been historically underfunded in this state for the mentally ill, for children in foster care, for disabled vets, for people who experience disabilities in general, for the elderly, many of whom are ill, for the poor, for homemakers, and for subsidized adoption. Most of these people already live in poverty, and if this bill goes through, they cannot compete with other innovations for housing and basic needs. All these things will be at risk. These people cannot work through no fault of their own. I would also like to say that I think this is a dangerous bill, and that there are problems with legality. This is in direct opposition to everything that the state has worked for to benefit these people and children and in general. It's personally, to me, distasteful that there is an attempt made to balance the budget by increasing the disparity between the have and the have-nots. And I would also like to say that giving the power to the legislature to decide without public opinion or our testimony is something that I don't think is legally acceptable.
I would like also to remember to remind the Senate finance and everyone there that all of us are potentially able to become disabled sometime in our lives, and I am asking for you to show compassion and ethical treatment by voting down this bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, we have Stone Kenai Karen Stroll.
No, this is Lee Hagstrom Sanger with Frontier Community Services, and just wanted to let you know that we are having a rally outside that group at LA tonight protesting this bill. I am a senior services task force mayor, and my testimony includes the whole Wisconsin Peninsula, which is sewers, coyotes, down the Homer, and also the between. And I just wanted to let you know that there are many human faces, many older human faces, who have been instrumental in the development of this state of Alaska. And they have been pioneering spirits to bring us to where we are today. And for those who require a little bit more assistance because their Social Security does not come through for them,
I think it's going to be lots of names for them who will make for their trust and building this state. And now we're going to tell them, well, they've been running around for 50 years, but we don't think they need this money anymore. So I think that you guys need to really go through and take a look about who this is going to affect. And check this out at 4 before finally running this through. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you. And I'll go to Matt Sue, Sandra Adams.
Yes, my name is Sandra Adams, and I represent my children and all of Alaska's needy. Within approximately 2 years, I will have children that will be adults. They both experience a wide variety of disabilities. I'm here today concerned for their future well-being. We are a low-income family that, with my understanding of House Bill 161, will be severely impacted in a negative fashion. It is difficult enough to make ends meet and get what my daughters need for them to have even a fair quality of life. What is going to happen to my children's support if this bill passes? What most people don't stop to think about is it could be any of your loved ones. It only takes half a second for an accident to happen, such as a move through your or your loved one's windshield. No one is immune. And then this bill, if passed, will also impact the programs that are supposed to help you or them. It brings to mind, how lucky do we feel today, tomorrow? I oppose House Bill 161, and I encourage each one of you to look very hard and search your souls for an appropriate solution to this problem without putting it on the news. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. That'll be the last testifying we can do this morning. We have been called to the Senate floor for our calendar for today. Again, I urge everyone to submit written testimony to my office. You can fax that at 465-4779 or leave it with the LIOs there, and the operators there will get them to us. Tomorrow morning, our agenda, we're going to start with SB 4, which is currently not on the schedule. We have the CS back, so that only take a few minutes, and then we will continue down the schedule as posted. Is there anything else to come before the committee? Hearing none, we will stand adjourned until tomorrow at 9 a.m.